startled, he made a half-turn, and he knew her upon the instant for Athena. Terribly, her grey eyes blazed at him. And speaking softly but rapidly a sigh to her, he said, "What now, O daughter of the God of heaven, who bears the storm-cloud, why are you here? To see the wolfishness of Agamemnon? Well, I give you my word. This time, and soon, he pays for his behavior with his blood." The grey-eyed goddess Athena said to him, "It was to check this killing rage I came from heaven, if you will listen. Hera sent me, being fond of both of you, concerned for both. Enough, break off this combat. Stay your hand upon the sword hilt. Let him have a lashing with words instead. Tell him how things will be. Here is my promise, and it will be kept. Winnings 3 times as rich in due season you shall have in requital for his arrogance. But hold your hand. Obey." The great runner Achilles answered, "Nothing for it, goddess, but when you two immortals speak, a man complies, though his heart burst. Just as well. Honor the gods' will, they may honor ours." On this he stayed his massive hand upon the silver pommel, and the blade of his great weapon slid back in the scabbard. The man had done her bidding. Off to Olympus, gaining the air, she went to join the rest, the powers of heaven, in the home of Zeus. But now the son of Peleus turned on Agamemnon and lashed out at him, letting his anger ride in execration. "Sack of wine! You with your cur's eyes and your antelope heart! You've never had the kidney to buckle on armor among the troops, or make a sortie with picked men. Oh no, that way death might lie. Safer, by God, in the middle of the army, is it not? To commandeer the prize of any man who stands up to you. Leech! Commander of trash! If not, I swear you never could abuse one soldier more. But here is what I say, my oath upon it by this great staff. Look, leaf or shoot, it cannot sprout again, once lopped away from the log it left behind in the timbered hills. It cannot flower, peeled of bark and leaves. Instead, Achaean officers in council take it in hand by turns when they observe by the will of Zeus due order in debate. Let this be what I swear by, then. I swear a day will come when every Achaean soldier will groan to have Achilles back. That day you shall no more prevail on me than this dry wood shall flourish. Driven though you are, and though 1,000 men perish before the killer Hector, you will eat your heart out, raging with remorse for this dishonor done by you to the bravest of Achaeans.